Blog Talk Radio.
All righty. All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Ancient of Days, the Great I Am. All praises. The Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All praises. I am humbly, joyfully able, thankfully to the Most High, able to continue coming to the nation, bringing a narrative that is unique to myself via the Most High. And yet not really unique, but just my own way of relaying the information that the Most High is downloading to me. And it is a great thing. It is a great thing. As it is a great thing to be living in these times as an Israelite, all praise. So we start tonight. First, I just want to give a take on something. And this is something that I feel like it just needs to be said. If Israel today, the Israelites, our nation, us, the Negro, the African American, the Black, if they do not understand the side of history that they need to be on, they are fooling themselves. If we don't recognize and come to an understanding that the Pope and the Catholic Church and the Christian Church is full of abominable people and hypocrites and pharisaical people trifling in their ways, we are not in this walk with the Most High. If we don't see that these religions are full of abominable people, I don't know what to tell you. We already know that the abominable church loves little boys and sometimes little girls, but mostly little boys. We know that they are full of pedophiles. It is what it is. It's not hate speech. That's nothing. Just the facts of the matter. I mean, look it up. Go to any news organization out there, and you can ask that question. You can know a lot. You will know a lot of the history is mired in pedophilia in all these Christian and Catholic religions, so to speak. Also, we now see that the Dalai Lama, these other sects of the Roman Catholic Church, are also mired in pedophilia. It's an abominable, reprobate, degenerate people that has been complicit in our demise to cast a spell on us to believe that somehow they are God's chosen people, somehow they are closest to God, somehow they are morally correct, and somehow they are our leaders. We should know, we should see. These are confirmation things. These are all confirmations for us. We have confirmed the confirmation. We are being confirmed of our thoughts. What's one of our thoughts? Man, that church is just full of wickedness. Yep, confirmation. Confirmation, the Pope came out and said, yeah, you know, well, you know, the doctrines of discovery, you know, we don't want nothing else to do with that. Wicked. We got a confirmation on that. What else is a confirmation? A confirmation is the history that, you know, the three parts to the fourth part. We realize that now the old world is based on the America, so-called. Confirmation. We're getting more and more confirmation on that. We're getting more and more confirmations to show that we are not African. We were not taken from Africa and brought over here against our wishes, enslaved by some of our, some other Africans, some Hamites over in Africa, that they took 12.5 million Africans came over here, again, doing the math, 200 ships, brings it basically to 64,000, give or take, times that they would have taken that trip. We are getting confirmation that that is an absurdity and a lie and a ruse. These are confirmations for us. We're also getting confirmation that Biden is a monkey boy, that he, I dare say unfortunately, but fortunately, we are seeing the demise of a Biden, of a Joe Biden, in as much that he, his coherency is being stripped away from him as we speak all praises. We're getting confirmation of the abominable acts and lust of the flesh that this world loves to do. Confirmation. Let's put this little boy who says he's a girl on a beer can and watch the company, Anheuser-Busch, lose $5 billion. Confirmation that these things are all going to start to happen. These are confirmations. So prophecy is confirmation for us. Prophecy is confirmation for us. Confirmation is prophecy for us. Whereas Gentiles have to be revealed. Why? Because they will not ever consider the confirmation, the prophecy. They won't consider it. So it has to be revealed to them, and it's not revealed bit by bit. It's revealed all at once. Because that's how you got to do, how you got to treat the Gentiles, because they won't consider, they won't believe, they will dismiss and carry on. It's the prime example is the Titanic. Keep the music going while keep dancing while we sink it to your death. Prime example. This is a confluence of events that has created a confirmation for true Israel and a revelation for the world. Now, why is all that important per se? Because we're about to get into it right now. It's important because these jokers have, and we must reiterate, breached their contract. And I guess I have to, I got to keep saying this over and over again, because this is the most important piece to our confirmation and our understanding, that the Gentiles have breached the contract. See, this is the same thing that they said when they came back and said the Israelites have breached their contract. And they were like, woo-hoo, we get it now. Word, we all about it. Let's get paid. This is what they were saying. But now we just say, hey, they breached the contract. All praise to the Most High, because now we get to be restored. That's the difference, the restoration of Israel. And, of course, the Gentiles can cleave to Israel, to Jacob, to be part of Israel, just like in Egypt. There's plenty of Egyptians, Hamites, probably some Japhites that rolled out with the Hebrews at that time, and said, "Oh no, I'm not from Mizraim. No, I'm not from Siberia or wherever, or Mongoloid. I am Hebrew," which made it not about what they look like; it made it about what they thought. So the same thing's going to happen now, and yes, those people who cleave will have a revelation whilst we're being confirmed. And what's one of their major revelations? Well, before we get into that major revelation, let's talk about this contract law, because this is important. We still got to remember we are now being confirmed to be able to understand contract law. The contract law that we have to understand is the consideration, and the awareness. We are now aware that there is a contract, and we consider that contract now between us and our Father. We have taken away, we have taken away the false and fake pro bono Gentiles that have stood in the gap claiming to be for us when they actually have been the accuser against us. They have been, hey, you know what, you ain't got to worry about those commandments. Hey, you know, take this drug, you know, go ahead and fornicate, you know, go ahead and covet that. Don't you want that? They have been complicit, if not the orchestrator, of the vices that has enabled us to be in breach of contract with the Father during our captivity. This is just where we are. But now we are at the point where we say, no. We now are aware that there was a contract with us, a covenanted contract with our forefathers, and we now consider that contract with our forefathers to be in effect. And the Most High says, so be it. And the Gentiles are saying, but wait, what about us? And the Father says, I've given you a contract. Now that brings us to this. Supersessionism, also called replacement theology or fulfillment theology, is a Christian theology which describes the theological conviction that the Christian church has superseded the Israelites and the Jews and the nation of Israel. So I'm just going to say that has superseded the ancient Israelites, assuming their role as God's covenanted people, thus asserting that the new covenant through Jesus Christ has superseded or replaced the Mosaic covenant exclusive to Jews. So wait, let's put that in terms of contract, right? So let's reread. Supersessionism, also called replacement theology or fulfillment theology, is a Christian theology which describes a theological conviction that the Christian church has superseded the true ancient Israelites, assuming their role as God's contracted people, thus asserting that the new contract through Jesus Christ has superseded or replaced the Mosaic contract exclusive to the Israelites. Supersessionist theology also holds that the universal church or Christian church has succeeded ancient Israel as God's true Israel. Now, this is their words. Church has succeeded ancient Israel. Everywhere else is all Jews. Now, all of a sudden, here come the Christians talking about the supersessionist theology also holds that the universal church, Christian church, has succeeded ancient Israel as God's true, let me read that again. Supersessionist theology also holds that the universal Christian church has succeeded ancient Israel as God's true Israel, and that the Christians have succeeded the ancient Israelites as the people of God. Okay, so stop for a second. So all that's talking about a contract. They're saying that the ancient Israelites contract and covenant with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob no longer is in effect because the ancient Israelites breached their contract. So now they have stepped in and asserted themselves and said, now we have a contract now. Their contract. This is their contract. And we don't even have to deduce deeply, but when I read this contract of what the Gentile P.N. Anglos want to proclaim as what they gain from Yahweh Shai, this is it. And Yahweh Shai said unto him, thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Okay. So now all of a sudden, here goes a commandment, a contract that Yahawashah told to the Gentiles that they can have, that they can be part of. So let's see. Let's just take a quick gander at this here hymn and see if, in fact, the Gentiles have been obedient or rather in agreement with their contract from Yahawashah. Let's see. Okay. Do they love thy Lord? Do they love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind? Well, I don't see in today's society, in the nations, anywhere where they proclaim the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as the Most High. I don't see that. I could be mistaken, but I don't see that. Number two. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, has any time, any place, anywhere, any way, anyhow, anywho, the Gentiles have shown the propensity of loving thy neighbor as they love thyself? And the answer, of course, is no to both of these. So therefore, the Gentiles are in breach of contract. This is not rocket science. You cannot proclaim supersessionism and breach the contract. You can't tell me that I'm in breach of contract while you're in breach of contract. Don't work that way. This is what's happening. Excuse me, this is what's happening now. The Father is putting them on full blast. He is not only putting them on full blast, he is blasting all their antics for full view. Here, little boy, come kiss my tongue. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have had him want to lick my tongue. What filth is this? What filth is this? I can be a trans woman. Okay. Okay. Does that mean that you're a woman? Yes, because, listen, the psychosis is deep. Young man or young woman who want to proclaim to be something that they are not, yet at the same time, the whole society at large is claiming that we want to be something that we are not. Oh, you Israelites, you blacks always want to act like y'all are somebody when you aren't. This is what the Hispanics or the fake, listen, Hispanic. This is why they are all mixed up. They're all in confusion as well. There is by no stretch of the imagination that you will call Hispanic. Matter of fact, the Hispanic so-called and Latino so-called should be in straight up in arms like we are for being called a byword, which means that they know that they are not actually the Mexicans, the American and the American North, South, North, Central, and South original people, because they ain't upset about being called something out their name. They happy about it. Oh, shoot, I'm Latino. I am Hispanic. Yo, you white. No. You are a white Spanish-speaking person, a European, Anglicized Spanish-speaking person. You are not the original. And it's so funny. It always reminds me when I'm hearing these debates and listening to these people talk crazy, it reminds me of the Maury Povich show where when he came back with the DNA result, he says, you are not the father. This is what the father said. You are not my children. You are not my children. And you got people, oh, well, you know, the Native Americans and Hispanics and Latinos are all children of God. Well, okay, they could be, maybe so, but they aren't, because they aren't upset about being called out their name. You cannot call yourself Latino and Hispanic. We're Latin, yes, that might have been ours over in the three parts, but we're being awoken to realize who we are in terms of the tribes. So you mean to tell me only Judah knows? And really nobody knows. Where is Issachar? Issachar. Where is Manasseh? Now, I know people say, well, this is they over here, they over there. No. I'm talking about the people that were on this land. What are their names? As a matter of fact, they're not even calling themselves any Indian, any of the 100 nations people. That's how you know that they ain't the people, that they're not the people, and that they fake, and that they're European, and they're Anglicized. Because we also know, this is confirmation, that we're getting, they want to call them Afro-Mexicans. And all they are, dark-skinned brothers and sisters that look like us. But they speak so-called Spanish. This whole thing is a joke. It's a joke. And that's the funny of it all. The father is showing this to be a bunch of folly, which is expected because it's coming from foolish people. You can't no longer come and stand in our doorway talking about we this or we that, calling out our names, calling us nigger or whatever they want to call us, and think that we care and think that's going to make us upset. You know, and yet when we turn around and say, nah, you guys are not, there's no Hispanic thing. That's you're European. Ah! Which, again, shows who these people are. The covers are off. These people lay naked in the street, and they are scared because this sun that's about to come over this nation is going to be hot, 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 and they're not going to be able to be comforted. They're not going to be able to hide. That's why they're stupid talking about CRT, stupid. That's why they're just dumb. Like, literally, they're just not smart people. And, you know, it's funny because if I do the reverse, when they came and they saw us, they'd be like, what? These people were supposed to be so smart. They're really just dumb. We're saying the same thing. That's how the Father be working. That's how he's showing his confirmation. Nothing new under the sun. This whole thing has to be the way that it's going to be. Because of a Persian, has nothing to do with a church, has nothing to do with a European, has nothing to do with white Jesus. It all really boils down to repentance and atonement. And it's funny, you know, when we think about the ancient people, or rather our ancient ancestors, you know, yes, many of them, many probably originated. Maybe the Garden of Eden is really in the center of the earth, inside the earth. That's where the Garden of Eden is. And then Adam and Eve were kicked out, and they had to make their way through all the trials and tribulations and snares, come to the outer earth. They created the seed that was going to create and populate the earth on the surface righteously. But all those ancient, those men and women who were deemed worthy enough to have the knowledge had a connection to the inner earth. So those people knew the connection. They knew that we were from the inner earth. Whereas the Gentiles, being the recessive gene people, they never had the connection to the inner earth. So they went throughout their reign trying to find that connection, not to have peace and learn and knowledge and be part of the Most High's kingdom, but to wage war, to steal, to kill, to destroy, and take. So they've been cut off. They have never gain access there. They proclaim that, oh, well, I know this and I know that. No, you don't know it all, and you don't really have an understanding. If you did, you would recognize that this is not for you, that you have to do something in order to even be a part of it, of the kingdom to come. You know? This whole thing is gotten pretty silly in terms of how they want us to believe that they are somebody. You know, that old foolish fellow who said that we were African-Americans. I am somebody. I am somebody. That's what the Gentiles have been. That's their mantra, that they are somebody. The whole time, we've been the somebody, but we've not known it. And they supersessionized us. They Psalms 83'd us. They breached our contract. Stuff happened to us. You know, and listen, yeah, if you want to be part of Israel, then you are part of us as well. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Haitian, it don't matter. Hamite, Shemite, Japhite, it don't matter. But you can't come trying to proclaim your foolish good news. You have to throw away, you got to throw the baby out with the bathwater, yes. You got to throw white Jesus' little baby out with the bathwater, yes. And you got to come clean, upright, respectful to the Father. Ain't none of this madness of your traditions, of the way you think and the way you feel. That doesn't matter. Not the issue now. And my God's God of love. Why would God kill all the babies? What? What are you talking about? Didn't he kill all his own people's babies? Oh, well, them people don't matter. I'm talking about the white babies. Well, okay. You will also perish, silly Gentile. And if you don't realize that the churches are full of pure poo, then, yes, you go down with the ship as well. There's nothing else for you to do. So these Gentiles now are being placed in a fearful place because now they're seeing unidentified flying objects coming from the ground, the earth, into our space, into their airspace, because, you know, they got to own the air, into their airspace without cause, looking like little brown people, little black people. And they somehow think that there's no connection to the inner earth. They think somehow that their lack of understanding of the inner earth is going to allow them to see Atlantis. And the Father's not having none of it. And I'm telling you, he's not having none of it. He didn't have none of it with us. He ain't going to have none of it with them. And we're about to see come July, when they are riling themselves up on their 4th of July, 4th of July celebrations, the Father's going to punish them rather harshly. Going to punish them because they are in breach. They have been found in breach of contract. This is the mene mene tekel. They have been found wanting. Wanting, which is our next segue into Second Baruch, because here we are again. Here we are again. Baruch is asking the Father, so when is this judgment coming? When? And I know based on what you're saying that we, your people, are going to have to pay. Because we broke our contract, we have been breaking our contract with you. But what's going to happen to our enemies? When will you visit their works, since you are judging our works? Father. And the Father said, and he answered and said unto me, you too shall be preserved till that time, till that sign which the Most High will work for the inhabitants of the earth in the end days. This therefore shall be the sign. When a stupor shall seize the inhabitants of the earth, and they shall fall into many tribulations, and again when they shall fall into great torments, and it will come to pass when they say in their thoughts by reason of their much tribulations, the Mighty One doth no longer remember the earth. Yes, it will come to pass when they abandon hope that the time will then awake, wokeism, a great stupor. Because they're going to be into their many tribulations, their many fears, their many problems. They're going to be tormented by the heavy burden of their history that they refuse to acknowledge. And I answered and said, will that tribulation which is to be continue a long time? And will that necessity embrace many years? And he answered and said unto me, into 12 parts is that time divided, and each one of them is reserved for that which is appointed for it. So he's breaking it down, 12 parts. Now, I know we've done this before, but this is so important. We've got to know, we've got to understand these woes, so that we can understand what time we're in. We know the clock has already started because we have awoken. And we haven't woke-ismed. We have awoke. And they can't figure out, the Gentiles and the heathens, can't figure out how to put this genie back into the lantern. Because at this stage in the game, they see the writing on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel. Oh, we love Daniel. That Daniel was a prophet now. But mene, mene, tekel. Oh, that doesn't apply to us. America's not in prophecy. It's not in the Bible. Are you crazy? Oh, so that gives you the opportunity not, because America's not in prophecy in your mind, you now have the free will to break the contract of treating people the way you want to be treated, Gentiles, Europeans? Is that because you don't believe in the other prophecies, you now think that it's okay to continue to sin, to treat people wrong, to treat people the way you do not want to be treated. It's okay for the Gentiles to breach the contract. Because remember, Yahusha said, I come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So that would mean that this supersessionism does not even apply. And if it did apply, if a Gentile says, of course it applies, of course it applies, well, then you're held to the first two commandments that you're in breach of contract of. So what do you say about that? Oh, I don't, then it doesn't stand. It's like the Father has given me this insight of the jurisdiction that we have now. Where at a time, these simple conversations could never be had because my mind was never, it was sealed in my mind to recognize, to consider, and be aware of our contract. So now that I'm a contract lawyer, I'm a contract lawyer for the Father. I'm over here just figuring it out. The Father's like, see, they breached contract here. See, this is your contract here. Are you in agreement to this? Are you aware? Do you consider? Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay. Sign here. Act accordingly. I ain't got to do nothing. Jesus died for me to sin. Jesus died for my sins. See, this is the madness. A great stupor will seize the inhabitants of the earth. Stupor, state of near unconsciousness or insensibility. Stupor, a daze. This is what you have. Look at them all. They ran around, gave us a bunch of crack, a bunch of heroin, destroyed many a generation of the fathers of our people, and now that burden of that of what they've done is now coming back to roost on their heads. Look at Kensington Street. They now talking about that shooter who decided he was that bank employee, that shooter, he just went decided he needed to kill people, right? So he wanted to kill them, and they were like, oh, well, he had some mental illness. He had some mental illness. Of course he had mental illness. He's been seized by the great stupor. He has been seized by the great stupor, the madness, the insensibility. And we sit here and we try to, figure out why the Gentiles are so trifling. Because they are drunkards. They drunk with lust. They lust for drunkenness. And you can imagine, it only makes sense if you don't acknowledge your sins, those sins become very heavy. It's like a millstone wrapped around your neck. We know it. Can't hide the truth forever. And but yet the Gentiles and the heathen seem to be all in it, to hide the truth. And now it's not even hidden. It's in your face. Like you now see how they've been hiding truth. Just like the secret documents that show that they were spying on all the world, as if we didn't know that. They've been spying on us. Why wouldn't they spy on themselves? Excuse me. That's the point. A lie or a spy is just a lie and a spy. You can't think it to be anything other than what it is. Just because they want to dress it up in a suit, in a top hat, and put a number to it, 007, and put them in movies, never dying with all the women. That don't take away from the lying, the stealing, the cheating, and the killing. I'm with Her Majesty's Secret Service, or I'm with the CIA, or I'm with Mossad. So just because you have given up your free agency and your free will to kill, steal, and destroy for a nation does not mean that you are absolved. You too will be held accountable. But it wasn't me. I was just doing my job. Let that be a lesson. Let that be a lesson. Well, if not me, somebody was going to do it. That's right. Somebody was going to do it. And that somebody will be held to account. It just is what it is. People always want to, we can get into Congress and be part of the system. We can make a difference. The only way that you can make change is to be inside to make the change. Well, lies. Even absolute power corrupts absolutely. So there's no way that anybody was going to go into the beast, the belly of the beast, and change the beast's belly, and change what he likes to eat, he or she likes to eat. This is not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. The only way that it's going to happen is by way of the Father, which is what he's showing us. We didn't ever make it happen. Once we got in, we breached the contract too, along with them. And 9 out of 10 times, we were caught up well before they were. I digress. Hold on. Let's get back to the 12 woes. And he answered and said unto me, into 12 parts is that time divided, and each one of them is reserved for that which is appointed for it. In the first part, there shall be the beginning of commotions. We've read all this before. That's right, commotions. Is that not what we've been seeing over the last 7 years? Commotions. And in the second part, there shall be slayings of the great ones. Have they not just been killing people randomly? I just told you, I just said the Mossad, the CIA, the Pope, Secret Service, the Jesuits, all these people of Rome has gone to and fro killing, stealing, and destroying, slaying the great ones. As a matter of fact, seeking them out. And in the third part, the fall of many by death. Lots of death. You know, they don't give us the true numbers, but I'm sure it's a lot of people that died over the last 3 years just from the sickness alone, just from them trying to pad their numbers for the sickness. Oh, well, that dude's dead. I mean, let's just kill him. Oh, he might have been able, he or she might have been able to come back to life, all praises, but they didn't want to help him because they were getting paid if they had COVID, if they would say he had COVID, he or she had COVID. So the blood is on their hands once again. Their complicitness is they have been in breach of contract once again. They're not treating people fairly. Their whole understanding of equality is a joke. They don't even know what that word means because they won't be held accountable in their mind. And in the fourth part, the sending of the sword, more death. And in the fifth part, famine and withholding of rain. And that, I mean, don't look at it just through the eyes of Israel. Look at it through the eyes of all these nations. Has nations over the last seven years been going through famine? Sure they have. Has the rain been withheld? Sure it has. I mean, look at California for a while. The rain's been withheld. And when it did finally fall. Now it was too much for them. Now they're struggling. It reminds me of San Francisco. You got them brothers up there. That one so-called brother, that Boule Negro pastor, that spearheaded the reparations talk for the city of San Francisco. They turned around. They were about to give it. They're about to do it and say yes. And then the Boule Negro, decides he's going to turn around and say, no, just give the money, put the money in a trust for community redevelopment. And now look at that place. It has been plagued by disease and drug use, open-air drug use, just like in Philadelphia. They run around trying to get this fentanyl under control. Now, why in the hell would you need a fentanyl, which is nothing but a horse tranquilizer? Why do you need that? You would need that in order to sever any reality from the truth, sever the past from the present. Oh, no, I'm all locked up. I can't talk. I'm drugged up. I'm in a place where everything is good in my mind. I'm locked up. So the irony is that they now have to pay in a way that is physical, spiritual, and they don't know how to handle it. That's the irony, because they thought they never had to pay. They felt that they could pay. They could pay using the people of the Most High. And that's the crazy of the whole thing. They don't want to pay. They don't want to pay. And the sixth part, earthquakes and terrors. Yes, we've had that. Eight is wanting. The wanting. You have been found wanting. And in the eighth part, a multitude of specters and attacks of the Shadim. These are demon attacks. Is that not what we're seeing? We're starting to see it. As a matter of fact, it's interesting because The TV now is picking up their faces, the demons' faces, in the possessed people's face that it has possessed. Beyonce comes to mind. There's a couple other ones that I've seen that come to mind. But this is not even rocket science anymore for us. This is a situation now that we who seek after the Father, who are treating people the way that they want to be treated, who are adhering to Ten Commandments, who are aware of and considering the contract that was made by the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to Abraham, who now, we the people who now consider the truth, what it is that we need to do is continue breaking away, continue stepping away from Gentile logic. We can't even have any logic. All logic that we have dealt with has come from a Gentile mind, and we have to make sure that we do not deal with their logic anymore. That's the first step to Goshen. That's the first leg of the Tour de Goshen. Whilst the rest of the world is running to and fro in confounded commotions with terror and tribulation, running to and fro with specters from being attacked by the Shadim. They can't cope with this truth. It's a heavy, heavy burden. And in the ninth part, the fall of fire. And in the tenth part, rapine and much oppression. And in the 11th part, wickedness and unchastity, what we're seeing with this transgender thing. And in the 12th part, and this is it. This is where we are. And in the 12th part, confusion from the mingling together of all those things aforesaid. This is where we are right now. And we've been here for a while now. And what's interesting is the fact that we haven't made this correlation. We haven't seen this confirmation that they are all being attacked at this time. They are being attacked of all the 12 woes. And it's so be it, and it's supposed to be, because our people in the inner earth have now changed the vibration, changed the frequency to a higher vibration and a higher frequency, so that the earth, the surface descendants of them in the inner earth, can now feel and see, can now gain the frequency to feel the vibration of its connection to the source. And now that we're doing that, it brings back into focus our contract, our covenant. And it brings into focus their lack of contract, their lack of covenant. And it's destroying them. It is simply destroying them. And I'm excited because it is, to be honest. I really am. I've sat back long enough to realize that I have been foolishly led astray by these people who are foolishly led astray. and I have to take into consideration, I have to ask the question, or the question needs to be considered, why? Why am I allowing people who have lied about everything, why am I allowing them to tell me anything? And that's where we are today. And this whole thing has come crumbling down as if And the joke and the funny of it is, if they really were stewards of history, they would see that all this is coming to a head. You got these people in other countries who are capitalists talking about, the American dollar goes away from the petrodollar, it's not going to be a bad thing. It's going to take some time, you know, decades. You're going to have decades to still use your money. The dollar will be just fine. Then you got the Fed going, it looks like we're heading into another recession. So, you know, because we have, as a nation, been crying out loud to our Father, been cleaning ourselves up for our Father, to gather enough oil for our Father, they haven't. And because we have done these things, the invitation to the wedding feast is being heard. Preparation for the wedding feast, I should say, is being heard. Prepare. I had to get some water. Prepare. Well, all that they're hearing in that prepare is, you know, get your bug out bag. You know, you gotta get to the hills. You gotta get to the mountains. But I mean, the Father knew that, as He knows everything. He said that if, you know, you're gonna be running to the rocks, but the rocks will be falling. I mean, this is these people, and I think the thing that is most important, honestly, is that the people have to realize that they have to seek after the Father. And as they seek after the Father, they will seek after Israel, because Israel, the remnant, is seeking after the Father. That's the key about the inner earth beings. We have a remnant of them on this earth, a remnant, not a multitude, but a remnant. And that's also written. So they're coming after. They're coming to protect and save their remnant, the Father's remnant. You know, this Christianity madness is talking about, oh, everybody gets in. Oh, it doesn't say that. It just doesn't say that. It just doesn't say that. And these silly church-going folks who still believe these Gentile breakdowns, how can you do that if they're in breach of contract? How can you even believe them? You're hurting yourself, matter of fact. But, you know, it's supposed to be the children of Israel looking for Goshen, looking for the Father, treating people right, peace of mind during Esau's trouble. And we are now at a point where many of us, the few that are chosen, are starting to find peace of mind where we're not troubled, even though trouble is all around us. We're in no fear, even though fear is all around us. We don't entertain it. We're able now to utilize our talents and skills by gaining our heritage, the piece of heritage that we got of strength to be able to be mighty men to break away from the Gentiles' spells. Mighty men and women, I should say. This is our next phase. These are phases. As we can see each phase of the demise and the fall of the Gentile nations, we can see each phase of our rise and redemption. And, of course, they don't like it. But that's their problem, not ours. Like, they can't no longer project their iniquities onto us as if we are the progenitor of iniquity. No, they are. We just been complicit in the iniquity. And this is the dilemma. This is the confusion. This is the issue that we're under now. We now know that our contract is now being reevaluated, and we're being reevaluated to see if we can take part of our contract. Well, they are believing that they have a contract and they are not in breach of their contract, and yet they still believe that their contract is still fully in force, and it's not. It's just not. And there's so much more to talk about, so much more in this world. But, and there's so much prophecy and confirmation that's happening that we are clamoring for, that we want to know. But that's the part where we all have to do our part in the collective consciousness to be able to continue our journey, continue to level up. These people, these Gentiles, these heathens have told us we don't need to level up. If to level up means that, you know, you be uppity, you might be uppity. And all we're doing is trying to love the Father. Nah, you got to love the Father on our level. Because if you go higher than our level, then you think that you're better than us. And that's the crux of the matter. Do you, Israel, feel that you're better than the Gentiles? I will hope that people say yes. I hope that they understand that that is how it was and how it's going to be. And it's not us saying it. It's the Father doing it. So the grievance is not with us anymore. The grievance is with the Father. That's why he said there's going to be, you know, of course there's going to be a stupor, but they're going to be, all these people are going to fall into great tribulations and great torments. And they're going, and it will come to pass when they are, when they say thoughts by reason of their much tribulation, there is no God. Do we not see that happening too? But I thought that this country was based and built on Christian principles, but now there's no God. And we can see this by the transhumanism that they're trying to do, this trans fad, this destructive trans fad. And, yeah, I've seen one brother and sister in it, just one. And, you know, we know that it is Wade, Wade and all that. But the rest of them have all been, you know, Gentile kids, European Gentile kids and heathen kids. Which, if you put all this stuff together, them wanting to switch identity, their numbers are dwindling, their livelihoods, their consumption is gotten out of control. They are being judged by their allies based on their clandestine activities. Their leader is shown to be weak and fragile. Their laws are showing a hypocrisy. Their police are still killing people. Their education system wants to continue a lie, a historical lie. They want to separate themselves from the age of discovery, dumb diverses. It's just everything that is going on today is a chess move running from checkmate. And that includes Putin and Xi Jinping and all the other ones that are running. They're all trying to stay away from being checkmated. However, the inevitable of this checkmate is highly probable sooner than later. What we're going to see is soon that they're going to be in such a stupor that they're going to be, they will see and talk in a mental illness capacity. That means that they're going to be speaking things. They're going to be, you know, we used to call it back and make 40 and slipping. We're going to see a lot of this happening here in America. The rest of the world is fit. We got, you know, we eat diabetes pills every day. We got, you know, we faking the funk, trying to look like a celebrity when we ain't got a pot to piss in nor a window to piss out or a window to throw it out. We ain't got nothing over here. We've been fronting since the day it all began. And now the Gentiles is questioning their integrity and looking at us for, hey, will you co-sign on this attorney? Nah, man, I don't. It ain't because if I co-sign on, I'm going to co-sign on the whole thing. Are you ready for me to co-sign on the whole thing, your whole history, your whole politics, your whole education, your whole being? Are you ready for that? Well, I'm sorry I asked. Yeah, you better be because it's not looking good. Well, you know, again, if we can, we need to vote in the right. No, we don't. Ain't about no voting. You need to be voting for the Most High. You need to be part of his team so you be in the right frame of mind and have peace of mind while the rest of the world is clamoring and screaming and crying and gnashing their teeth to get into the Ark of Goshen. This is what the Gentiles must do. All we have to do is continue to purify ourselves. Like what Brother Levi said, glad to see he's back. We need to be meditating, you know, on our own positivity, our own frequency, our own vibration, so that we can vibrate heavenly frequencies and frequent heavenly vibrations all at once. Because these last chains, these last shackles of the Gentiles is soon, this last yoke upon Jacob's neck is soon to break. But we have to be prepared because we don't want to digress back into a Gentile ways, because if the elect scarcely make it in, what saith of the others? So this is the great awakening, the great contractual awakening, and the Gentiles don't seem to have an answer. But it's okay because nobody cares about their answer. This is the beauty of this time. We matter. Israelite lives matter. All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Heavenly Mother, Yahweh Shai. All praises to the nation, the awakening, our heritage, and our land. We are being redeemed. We are being redeemed. We are being redeemed. Stay up, nation, family, Israel. Stay up in this walk. Be part of this walk. Love this walk. Because the consequences is death. All praises. Thank you, Father, again. I'd like to thank everybody who listens to it in the comments. Appreciate you. May this be edifying and full of blessings. And may this endure you through the times that we're in. All praises. Shalom.